fact, I guess you call it a wash pot sometimes. And when you set the table, you put down a knife and a fork and
a spoon.
And then the fancy thing your wife puts the flowers in the living room, they call that a...
I don't call it anything, I think I put it
enough. I've got no special. Well, most anything you
call it a flower vase, I guess.
Then the first thing your wife has to do after dinner is what?
Clean up the dishes.
All right, how does she clean them?
She washes them.
You don't have anything to do with that.
Haven't yet.
Well, that's a good thing. Then after she's washed them, she does what?
Rinse them.
And before that, and you pour the water over.
Rinse them.
Now, what does she use for washing them? What kind of a thing she wash them with? By the way, you're sitting over there, so far there's no use in wasting your voice. It should be.
No,
we will get
voice.
Oh, you should, really. Because two's better than one. Let me move this chair over here for you.
Well, all of this sounds like nonsense to me anyway.
Well, it does sound a little silly, I guess, some places.
Our grandson got us one night that way, we didn't know what we were doing.
I tell you, it's a strange thing to hear your voice on one of these recordings. Sounds like somebody else.
Yeah.
And then what, you started telling me about washing dishes.
Well, I just wash them and put the pan in the sink. Now, some people put rubber in the sink, wash them in the sink, but I don't. I put mine in the dish pan.
And what do you rub them with?
Rag.
And what do you call the thing you dry them with? And then after you take a bath, you dry yourself off with a what?
With a towel.
And what do you call the thing on a barrel, you know, that you turn on to get whatever's in the barrel out?
That's a faucet.
Well, what do you call the thing on the kitchen sink that you get the water?
Spigot.
Spigot. Some people don't make any difference. They call both of them a faucet.
Yeah.
Some people call one a spigot and one a faucet. And suppose you had a jug, you wanted to pour some vinegar in and the neck was small, you'd use something to keep from filling it.
Use a funnel. Right. He's made enough
moonshine or something. That's a joke.
Do you ever see any oxen around here?
Not for several years.
I know there's a, up in Connecticut where I was for a while, there were two brothers that had, they had a small farm, and they did all the work for the pair of oxen.
Yeah.
The only ones I've ever seen, I mean, except at least actually working. Well, if you remember, what did they use to drive them with? To make them go. Do you remember?
The black snake whip, usually. Yeah.
Well, suppose you go to the store and get groceries, they'll probably put your groceries in a what?
Bag.
And what about the cloth? That's made out